Hi, I'm Dan Jones with CFWN in Cobourg, Ontario. Thinking of partying this holiday season but want to do so responsibly and avoid DUI checkpoints and breathalyzers? Call the YMCA Northumberland on weekends in late November and December as their volunteers will drive you and your vehicle home safely. Users of this service are encouraged to donate to the YMCA. Director of Marketing and Philanthropy, Catherine Harrison, and Coordinator of People and Community Engagement, Sam Kelly, speak to me about the importance of this program.
Operation Red Nose is a service that YMCA Northumberland has been running for the last 10 years. It's our 10-year anniversary where we are driving people home safe for the holidays. And it's not just driving the person home, we drive the person and their car home. So it's a service to keep the road safe and everybody can have fun doing it.
So then tell me, if I want to use that service, how do I go about doing that?
Sure. For using the service, we have a phone number that you call the night of. We're operating for 6 nights during the holiday season. And during those nights, which are November 29th, December 6th, December 13th, December 19th, December 20th, and December 31st, New Year's Eve, you call our Operation Red Nose hotline phone number.
So then you were discussing that the volunteers drive you home and your vehicle home. I mean, that's incredible.
Yeah, that's what makes this service special and different than a taxi service. So we actually have drive teams of 3 people that come to where you are, and 2 of the people come and take you and your vehicle and any of your passengers and drive that vehicle and you and your passengers back to home. And then we have the 3rd person in an escort car that follows the car, and then the escort car takes all the volunteers and takes them to the next person for driving home.
So you said you've been doing this, the YMCA has been doing this 10 years. Now that's, that's a long time. So congratulations. I think that's a great, great initiative. It's a lot of miles though.
Yeah, we actually did a count of the number of kilometers that Operation Red Nose has been operating in the last 10 years, over 50,000 kilometers. And to put that in perspective, that is going across Canada 7 times.
Okay, Sam, so 5,000 kilometers on average a year, just in Northumberland County over 6 days. That that is quite an accomplishment. How do you coordinate that?
Well, we first of all call on our volunteers. So we have some volunteers who have been with us since the very beginning, the full 10 years. And we're always looking for new volunteers because each drive team consists of 3 people. As Catherine had mentioned, we have 2 individuals that take the caller and the caller's car home, and then the escort driver follows. Ideally, we like to have about 5 teams of 3. So 15 volunteers is ideal for an evening, as well as 2, at least 2 at headquarters that are fielding the calls and dispatching. So we heavily rely on volunteers to keep this service running and running smoothly.
So if I want to volunteer to help with the program, what's the process that I have to do to get in the program?
Well, the first thing you can do is go to our website. And if you click on the community tab in the drop-down menu, there will be the option to visit our Operation Red Nose page. And there is a form to fill out on our website. And it just requires some information related to what nights you're available, what role you would like to take on, and just some information related to sort of your driver's license, making sure you have a valid driver's license. And then we do require anyone that's coming in new who doesn't already have a current police check to fill out the appropriate paperwork to get a police check. And that's what's required to be a volunteer.
So you're looking for 17 volunteers approximately.
Ideally.
Ideally. Have they struggled to get that number?
We've been pretty lucky. I came on as coordinator last year. So last year would have been my first year coordinating the volunteer piece. And we were pretty well established each night with the appropriate number of volunteers. New Year's Eve was a bit more of a challenge, but we had a lot of people coming through at the last minute, available and giving up their New Year's Eve to come out and volunteer with us. So we ended up with a full team on New Year's, but it was kind of down to the wire.
So on the day of when I sign up and mm-hmm. I want to drive mm-hmm. or I'm participate, what can I expect the day of?
You would arrive to headquarters around, I believe it's around 8 or 8:30 p.m. We typically open up our phone lines at 9. And sometimes we're, you know, waiting around for that first caller. We're playing games. We often have local restaurants that are donating snacks and food for our volunteer team. We're loading up on coffee, having some laughs, socializing a little bit, waiting for those calls to come in. And then when the call comes in, the teams are dispatched to that particular location, and then things just kind of move along after that.
So, Catherine, if I want to set up a ride well ahead of the event I'm going to, can I do that? And if not, why can't I?
No, the service is structured so that it's managing calls as in real time. It's just the way that the Operation Red Nose system works, that it's based on calls rather than prearranged calls. That's the way we've been operating for 10 years. So we just enable us to run it in a way that is based on need at the time.
I understand this is kind of a free service, but people may want to donate because that's kind of the fair thing to do. Other people are giving up their time and resources to make sure I get a safe ride home. How do I go about donating money or whatever to the cause?
Sure, thanks. You're right. This service is not only a community service to help our roads be safer, but it's also an opportunity for us to raise money for our Strong Communities campaign. And we do that through sponsorships. We have local businesses that are sponsoring and promoting and supporting our program, which we're really thankful for. And yes, riders are asked to donate as a thanks to the service, and then that donation goes to support our Strong Communities campaign. Our Strong Communities campaign is a campaign designed to give access to everyone, all the families, all children, all seniors in our community, regardless of means. They get access to YMCA programming and services. So yeah, you can donate. And the way you can donate is during rides, we have point of sale systems. We take cash. After the fact, some people do e-transfers if they don't have money on them. We have all different ways that you can pay. And we also have donation on our website.
Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.